استمع إلى بودكاست رام قوتك من قلبك برعاية رام على تطبيق أبل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو أي منصة صوتية أخرى. في هذه الرحلة نكتشف مع بعض خلال شهر رمضان الكريم شلون نكون بقمة عطائنا المعنوي، الفكري والإنساني، ونستمد من هذا الشهر الكريم مصدر قوتنا الداخلية والخارجية.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here it is, another episode of the Infinite Banter Podcast. Welcome in. I am Mark Jolliffe, also known as DJ Soundwave. Got a big show today. Got a lot to talk about. Got my man Bub Styles on the show to talk about his new album, Outerwear Season. But before we do that, let's heed the words of our sponsor. Today's episode is presented by The Skin Store. For over 20 years, The Skin Store has been the number one destination for premium skincare, hair care, and beauty products. With over 8,000 different products from 300 different brands, The Skin Store has you covered for all your hair, cosmetics, supplements, and of course, skincare needs. Find your favorite brands like Elta MD, New Face, Olaplex, and more all in one place with gifts with every purchase. Right now, The Skin Store is offering our listeners 20% off your next purchase by using the code POD. That's code POD for 20% off your next purchase at skinstore.com/pod.list. Skin Store, have the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Exclusions apply. Gotta get that skin right. Can't mess around. The weather's all crazy. It's hot and cold. Skin's getting dry. You gotta get that skin care. Make sure you go to The Skin Store. Take care of what you gotta take care of. All right. The Infinite Banter Podcast is here. My name is Mark Jolliffe, also known as DJ Soundwave. Thank you for checking out the show. Big up to my man, G4 Jag, who was on the last episode. Go check that out if you have not heard it yet. And check out his album, Regressions, with producer MeFux. Go to LordMob.com. Check out his merch. Find more music from his crew, Lord Mob, and everything else. Definitely big shout out to G4 Jag. Had a great time talking to him, and his music is just straight heat. On today's show, we got Bub Styles in the building, another underground artist doing big things. His new album, Outerwear Season, is out right now, and we're going to talk about that album, play a couple songs from it, talk about him living in Brooklyn. A lot of fun talking to Bub Styles, so definitely stay tuned for that. Also, when I did my last episode, I said, you know, because I was talking about DMX, like, I hope I don't have to do another one of these episodes again. Well, sure enough, I have to do another one of these episodes again because we lost Shock G from Digital Underground. And it's just tough, man. And Black Rob passed away too since I last recorded one of these. So it's too much, man. What I'm going to do today for Shock G is that I had Money B on here about a year ago. And what I'll do in this episode is I'm going to bring back about 5 to 7 minutes basically of him talking about Shock G and Humpty Hump and Digital Underground and everything, specifically about Shock G mostly, just to kind of, you know, pay homage to the man. And Shock G was definitely one of the all-time icons and legends in the game. I think he's very underrated in what he was able to do and accomplish in the music industry. So definitely stay tuned for that. After the Bub Styles interview, I'll play some clips from Money B. So definitely stay tuned for that. But as always, you can find this show on all digital platforms, the usual places, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. If you go on Apple Podcasts, rate and review the show. I definitely want to push everyone to go onto Podchaser. If you do a review on there, they will donate to Meals on Wheels. So definitely go on Podchaser. And all the other places that you go to check out podcasts, this show is there. Social media, go on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Infinite Banter Podcast. Go to YouTube. I just put up some new videos on there. Check out clips from past guests that were on the show. Just type in Infinite Banter on YouTube. All right, without further ado, let's get this show started. We got Bub Styles. Play some clips from Money B, who was on the show about a year ago. Pay homage to my man Shock G, and more after that as well. We got a lot to talk about. Let's get into it. But before we start anything, as always, you know how it goes. It never begins until the Hall of Famer, the legend, the king from Queens, DMC, says this.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is me, DMC, the K-I-N-G, the greatest MC in history. And right now, you're listening to Infinite Banter, because we will banter on forever, because this is the only place for all of y'all to ever be. I be Infinite Banter.
And you know the format of this thing. Whenever I have a music guest on here, and lately that's pretty much almost all the episodes I do, we definitely play a song to get you acclimated, get you ready for the person who's about to come on and talk. So before we talk to Bub Styles, we're going to play a song from his new album, Outerwear Season, and this one right here, one of my favorite joints off that record. We talk about it in the interview, Nupsy Hustle with ARXV, and listen to ARXV's verse. He says some really witty shit on this one, but this is a banger, of course. Bub Styles, ARXV, this one right here, Nupsy Hustle on the Infinite Banter podcast. On the other side of this, we'll talk to my man himself, Bub Styles. But here we go, Nupsy Hustle, get your coat, Outerwear Season, put your hoodie on, Infinite Banter podcast.
1100 make the feet glow. It's like $100 each toe. Gem stars in my great brims. Amigo, keep the peace low. She popped and locked it, then I'm Molly whopped it. Call a bird Polly, shorty out of pocket. Got a quarter pint of blood in each socket. Hit him with the Kevin James and hits. You cannot stop it. You think you stacking more than me is chop logic. Three quarters of your wardrobe. Other quarters, Sears and DJ Max. I'm in the club with product in the DJ's bag. You sipping $7 frosés, brosé. I'm deaf unless the money talking both ways. You wouldn't last one day in the old days. See the hunger and the pain in my cold days.
I'm riding with my bougie brother, looking smooth as butter. Stay stupid gutter, no wonder they truly love us. You couldn't touch us. Try to fuck with me and my team and deal with the repercussions. Trigger squeezes sounding like thunder, body pieces and dumpsters. And I ain't even lift a finger, dog, what the fuck was you thinking? Get shot in your head looking like Lincoln in back of a Lincoln. Your life is worth pennies on the dollars, we bought Wallace. Me and Bubby like Red and Meth and this shit the Rock Wilder. Microphone checker, swing the sword in your sector. My mind is on autopilot, hands off the wheel like a Tesla. Feel like Pac when he got shot, middle finger up in a stretcher. Cause these motherfuckers can't stop me from applying the pressure. Shouldn't have to talk about it, they already know who the next up. I don't like the hand that's dealt, I snatch the card, shuffle the deck up. If you think that best is helping, I only aim from the neck up. So far ahead, I barely broke a sweat, I doubt you'll catch up.
I love cocaine. I couldn't wait to get out of college and start making money because I wanted to live that lifestyle.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is G4 Jack. You're now tapped into the podcast with Infinite Banter and DJ Soundwave, only for the authentic, man. You know the fucking vibes.
You're tuned into the Infinite Banter podcast. I am DJ Soundwave, and right now I'm joined by an MC from Brooklyn. He has a new album out right now, Outerwear Season. The one and only Bub Styles is on the Infinite Banter podcast. What's up, Bub?
Yeah. What's good, Infinite? How you feeling?
Man, feeling good, man. Outerwear Season, that album, dude. Man, it's just straight fire, man. And of course, it's getting warmer, so I don't know if you have like a shorts and t-shirt album coming next, but...
Yo, it's funny you mention that. We do, actually. But that's to be announced soon.
Ah, see?
I'm sick of motherfuckers stealing my fucking album names, bro. I can't even be doing it premature. Yo, on God, it happened to me twice, geez. Twice.
Oh, man. You want to speak on those, or?
Nope.
Fuck.
On to the next one, my guy.
I got you, man. For heads listening who are not familiar with Bub Styles, let them know how long you've been in the game and, you know, when you got started.
Yeah. Shit, from Brooklyn, like you said, shit, hip-hop always been in my fucking life. Even before I wrote my first verse, I feel like hip-hop was in my shit, you know what I mean? Fucking kind of started fucking around maybe like 10 years ago, some shit like that, just fucking with people I knew and shit, with producers and shit. And then dropped my first project in 2016, kind of started slow, then fucking now we dropping like fucking hotcakes, my guy, I'm telling you.
Man, no doubt about it.
We dropped maybe, I dropped maybe 10 projects in the last like year and a half, some shit like that, 2 years, some shit like that.
Man, fuck COVID, you're not even stopping, man.
Nope. Yo, if anything, I'm speeding up during this COVID shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to those lost, but this shit helped me. God damn.
Yeah, you know, that there's a lot of truth to that, because I've had a lot of, you know, artists on here, and I've asked them the same question. I'll ask you, how has COVID either hindered you or enhanced things? It seems like everybody's like, look, I could do this shit at home. I could just go to the living room or wherever and just put out material and just work on stuff instead of having to worry about studio time and hooking up with this person. You have the same story for you?
Yeah, absolutely, bro. I feel like during this COVID shit, everyone was locked in, of course, and then fucking everybody was just feeling super creative. It kind of fucking slowed everyone's lives down a little bit that they could focus on shit for themselves. And shit, I feel like the producers worked harder, the rappers worked harder, and then fucking I feel like a lot has come out of this for sure, especially for me. I mean, a whole lot is fucking, we really stepped it up in the last like year and a half for this COVID shit for sure.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Let's talk about this album, Outerwear Season, man. So much to get to on this record, man. Just talk about the concept and just the idea of this record, man.
Yeah. Fucking New York is a very frigid place at times, you know what I'm saying? And that doesn't slow shit down though, you know what I mean? You gotta make your money regardless. So this is kind of a shout to that, you know what I'm saying? It's a shout to fucking hustling when the shit ain't really comfortable like that. You know what I'm saying? It's outerwear season. You gotta bundle the fuck up. Get out there and fucking and get that fucking dollar, bro, because it's not going to get itself. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I'm here in Chicago, so we definitely know about...
Yeah, you know the deal. Parkas all day. Parkas, dude. Text, all that shit. I really know.
It's messed up out here, because I'm sure you got the same problem. You know, you take the shit off. Like, all right, you know, we had that 70-degree day. I'm done with this. And then, like, the next day, you got to go get that shit back and, you know, go back to work, you know, in the big coat, big hat and everything.
Bro, that's what we're going through right now. Like, 3 days ago, it was 70, fucking. And then, like, 2 days ago, we were shooting a video in the fucking freezing cold rain. I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on, bro? But, yeah, it's like that. It's like that, bro.
Yeah, man, no doubt about it. Let's talk about that joint on here. Carhartt Cartel, that one with Dot Demo, just a straight banger. And you talk about that line, real money never folds. I started looking at my wallet after I heard that verse, man. Talk about that record. This shit ain't folding, dude.
If you want to feel good, don't look at nobody else's pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
You know what I mean? Because you, that shit don't fold. Put some starch in that shit.
There you go.
Nah, but yeah, I love that joint, bro. Fucking Dot Demo. That's my guy. He's spitter out the Bronx. We kind of just linked on some fucking New York shit, you know, and we've done a lot of joints together by now. This is like, I think, the fifth or sixth joint we already have out. Yeah, man, it's always a fucking pleasure working with him. He's one of the few rappers I feel like that I have to look back in my verse and be like, am I who I think I am?
Right.
You know what I mean? But he's a dope rapper. Fucking that video's fire. Kind of came together. We just like stopped by his hood and just you know, hit some regular deli spots, you know what I mean? Just made it cinematic and shit. Yeah, but the real money don't fold. You can't fit real money in a wallet, you feel me?
No. Thankfully my shit's online, so it doesn't have to fold, I guess, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm okay with PayPal. That's straight down.
There, right. Everybody listening, you want to cop some joints from Bub, PayPal's in effect, but you can find them and give them some...
You smell me? I'm here.
Right, some non-folding money. You know what I mean? Man, another joint with, you know, a feature on here, just hot banger right here, that Nupsy Hustle with ARXV, man. He brings some fire on that track.
Yeah, man, that's the other half of Flea Market. I'm in a duo called Flea Market, FLEEMRKT, and it's me and ARXV. Fucking, that's definitely my most frequent collaborator. He's on everything I fucking do. You know, if you get tapped into my movement, you're gonna see him all over the shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that joint is tough, man. Fucking Michelangelo laced the beat on that shit. Me and him got a lot of shit in the works too. But yeah, he laced the beat for that. We kind of felt like it was like a Doom type joint. We was calling it the Doom joint for the longest, because like just how the beat was like fucking had the space theme, but like was also bumping and the bass was heavy and all that shit. We was like, nah, this is some Doom shit. We actually just named it Nupsy Hustle like last minute, because you know the whole album titles is all like fucking kind of like outerwear theme type shit. So the Nupsy is that good North Face. You feel me?
Yeah. The one that's not in my closet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that cold shit.
Exactly.
Man, talk about, you referenced Doom right there. I mean, I'll just get into it, man. How big of an influence is Doom? Because you're right, that track has that space vibe to it. And, you know, salute to Doom and, you know, rest in peace, of course. Big influence on a lot of us.
Yeah, man. Fucking Doom is one of my favorite rappers ever, man. Fucking one of my first favorite rappers, really. What can you say about the fucking guy? You know what I'm saying? His, not only his music, but his fucking, his character, and fucking, he just did everything himself and never looked backwards for nothing. Never fucking looked downwards for nobody, upwards for nobody. He just really like did the shit how he wanted to do it. He was super, he like, you know, he fucking secluded himself from the world in a way. Even when he was out here making moves, he was kind of secluded in a dope fucking way. And, you know, the mask, obviously, like, that shit is legendary. Like, you can't step away from a motherfucker that don't take his mask off. Like, you're going to be like, what's good with that motherfucker?
He but knew yeah, it was right to wear a mask years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts. Yeah, I mean, Zev, you know, when he was Zev. But in the Doom days, it's like, yo, who is this fucking magical motherfucker? You feel me?
Yeah, no doubt, yeah, man.
His music was a big influence on me, man. Like, Mad Villain, I must have played that 600 times when I was 16, like, straight up, you know?
Yeah, that stays in rotation, without a doubt, and as well as most of his records do. And you talk mm-hmm. about, you know, somebody with the different personas, man, and we just lost Shock G, another dude. Obviously, he was like, as far as I know, he might have been the first one to do the whole I'm this guy, I'm that guy type deal. He's just a innovator and just a legend icon in this business, man. Talk about any influence you might have gotten from Shock G or just your recollections of him.
Shit, that was a little before my time, a little before I started really getting into hip-hop. Obviously, I know his influence on the game. Shit, I mean, yeah, do the fucking Humpty Hump, you know what I'm saying? Fucking shout out Shock G, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Definitely. No doubt. And of course, you've been in New York, you know, Black Rob, DMX, another couple that we lost, man. It's getting to be too much, man. How's the influence of those dudes to this day?
Yeah, I mean, X-Men, you know, obviously just New York. I mean, besides the fucking impact he had on the world, the New York impact is ridiculous. Obviously, that was one of my favorite rappers when I was a kid, too. You know what I'm saying? The 6 month back-to-back albums, I had both of them shits. Fucking couldn't believe my fucking eyes when I saw how quick he was dropping another album. I must have been like 9 years old or some shit like that. You know, and he brought a real aggressive tone to the game. And I think I definitely took off that for sure. As far as Black Rob, shit, I mean, Life Stories of fucking will forever be a fucking classic. I fucking love that album. Love that album. Man, Woe was way ahead of its time. Way fucking ahead of its time with the beat and the delivery and all that. That still is one of my favorite songs of all time. Yeah, yeah, man, it's been a rough couple of years, bro. It's been a rough couple fucking years, especially for New York. It's motherfuckers is falling off, man.
Yeah, you're not even kidding, man. And you're right, that Woe joint, I remember when it came out. I mean, in the club or in the cars driving by, that shit just banged hard. So
ahead of its time for a New York motherfucker, man. Yeah, really, really dope, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, him and X, they brought that grimy back to New York after a couple of years. It seemed like we were kind of falling off a bit, and they definitely brought it back. You know, salute to those dudes, and rest in peace to all the legends and icons. And let's get back to this album, man. You know, Outerwear Season. You know, another joint on here, you've got a video for it. I was watching it a couple of times already. The Sleep Tech Reflex, man. That's some tripped out shit right there, man.
Yeah, man. Yo, we try to stay different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I like the divide between, like, you know, the words is rough and gritty and, like, fucking you can hear the fucking humph in my voice and shit, but like, you know what I'm saying, we always try to keep the visuals lighthearted to an extent for the most part, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's a dark video, we gonna have some shit that's gonna be a little bit ridiculous in there. This shit, obviously, we went way fucking left with.
Right.
Yeah, man, I wanted to shoot like a fucking trippy ass video over a hard ass fucking song. Like, that song, when you hear the song, you think like a fucking gutter, like a fucking alley. And then you see the video and I'm here with all these fucking flowers and shit. That was kind of just like our fucking way of going into it. Be like, let's shoot this super dark song, but make it a fucking like goofy, bright, lighthearted fucking video. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. You run it through the garden and shit, and you got the the nice writing, you know, on the video and everything. Yeah, it's totally... makes you feel like this is a nice song. Like, no, yeah, listen to it. It's not really.
Nah. Ain't shit nice. Ain't shit nice, boy.
Man, that foxtail line got me too, man.
Yo, you had a short run, man. I'm telling you.
Unless somebody brings them back.
Facts.
Man, yeah, this
I hope
album.
Not. I hope not.
Yeah, no, it's not a good look, man. Davy Crockett shit is way gone, man. We don't do that shit no more. Yo, the title track too, I think it's the first time I ever heard Lester Holt on a hip-hop song, man. Another banger.
Yeah, yo, thank you. That was fucking Brass Beard. That's my engineer. My fucking number one guy. I'm locked in with him anytime I'm in the studio. Is me and Sal, me and Brassbeard. He also produces, and yeah, he laced that shit. A lot of his stuff is a little bit more upbeat, more like modern type beats, more trappy, but he can lock into really anything. And I wanted something really, really zony, really spacey, like with no drums type shit. And he laced it. He laced it. He's a musical genius, so he could really fucking lock in anything, man. I love that fucking song.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite tracks. I mean, the whole album is dope, of course, but yeah, that was one that really stood out. And like I said, hearing the news anchors at the end, you know, just crazy. You know, yeah, definitely, yeah, salute.
Man. Yeah, thank you, bro. Thank you.
No doubt, man. Another banger, too. I got to bring up that Montclair joint. I had to look it up because I realized I don't have one of those coats. So again, you know, you're schooling me on the outerwear, bub.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, you gotta be tapped into this New York, to this fashion shit, you know what I'm saying, to kind of understand the shit. I kind of wanted to make it that way, you know. Also, who the fuck knows what Harry Covert is?
Dude, I don't know how to pronounce it, man. Thank you for saying
bro,
it.
Bro, like, nobody knows that shit. I'm very, very into food, so I happen to know that Harry Covert is a thin French green bean, you know what I'm saying? But that's just because I'm me. But, you know, I try to keep it interesting, you know what I'm saying, with the titles and with the packaging and all that shit. But yeah, I love that joint too. That was made from that beat was from Dreddy out in the UK. He's filthy, he's disgusting. Me and him have a lot more shit coming also. Yeah, Montclair, Harry Covert, fucking, we got the video on the chopping block for that too.
Oh shit, look out for that.
Yeah, that was called Camouflage Tactics for the longest, but then once we want to do the outerwear, I was like, nah, we gotta make it something funky.
Well, you had to make me get on my Googles because I had to look up all, you know, what is like green beads.
Like, dog, that's the goal. That's the goal. That's what I'm out for. I'm here to educate and also entertain. You feel me?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm looking it up. I'm like, you talking about coats and green beans? Like, let me go listen to the song again. Maybe I misunderstood.
nah, that was it. That was it. We in warm coats getting the green. That's it.
That's what it's all about, man. See, that's that that undercurrent subliminal shit that some of us simple-minded fucks don't catch, man. So big up to Bub Styles.
Nah. This is for the world. It's for the world, baby.
Yeah, I got you, man. A video I found on YouTube, you know, not from this album, but the Lookins, that joint. You got your dance moves on in that one, man. Salute to you.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking hard banger-ass song. Ain't shit funny about the song. You know what I mean? And then we keep it lighthearted, though. You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm with the Goonies, wherever the fuck I'm at, we're going to be busting a little step. You know what I mean? We're going to be cutting a little rug type shit. You know? So, I mean, looking, I love that fucking song. That's a banger. That was from my Crew Gabagool album that came out in December, produced by K Slugger. And that's still making its little waves too and shit. Yeah, man. We've been dropping. We've been dropping crazy.
Man, you got to look out. What are some other albums that people should be on the lookout for, and like a website they could find you at, get more merch or albums, things like that?
Yeah. I just dropped the merch line 2 weeks ago. It's called Cold Cut Kings, and you could get it at bubstyles.myshopify.com. If you don't remember that, look at the link in my bio on my Instagram, bubstyles on everything, bubstyles. Shit, we got a lot of albums in the works, man. Next coming up is in June, is going to be Land of Silk and Money. Then in August, we got Bub Dini coming out. Today, I was actually featured on an album from Yellow Wolf and DJ Muggs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that just dropped today. And let me tell you, yo, the whole album is fucking ridiculous, bro. It's fucking ridiculous, yo. Even I love Yellow Wolf. That's my guy. That's my fucking guy. But even he fucking surprised the shit out of me on this joint.
Damn.
And I was very honored to be a part of that shit. I'm on track 7. He actually called it Flea Market, which is the name of my group and shit. So I was like, holy shit.
Damn.
Yeah. We out here working, man. We just dropped a remix to one of me and ARXV's joints called Get Rich or Go Broke. That was with Yellow Wolf. We dropped that at the top of this month. We got a lot more dropping, man. Me and Ace Face got an album, Cold Blooded Hot Summer, coming soon. That's in the works. Got another EP that I have yet to title, but that's fucking finito. Yeah, we got a lot, bro. And we got vinyls pretty much for every fucking album dropping, too.
Oh, man. You're talking my language now with the vinyl shit. There we go.
Yeah, man. Yo, give me an address after this. I'll send you some shit.
No doubt. We'll definitely do that. And you brought up DJ Muggs, man. You know, one of the all-time great producers, too. I mean, that had to be awesome doing a track with him.
Yeah, bro. Fucking, it was really, really dope. Me and Muggs haven't really tapped in yet, I'll say. but fucking just through the Yellow Wolf Connect, he was doing this album with Muggs, which I thought when I heard at first, I was like, really? Like, that's a fucking weird ass combo.
But right.
That I heard the album, I'm like, whoa, yo, this is why you wanted to do this, because you wanted to flex a little bit. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
He definitely did. And Muggs always flexing. You know what I'm saying? Fucking legend.
Yeah.
I hope to do more work with him one day for sure.
There we go, man. That's a guy to look out for that. And all that records you talked about coming out. Where can heads follow you on social media to see what Bubs is on right now?
Bub Styles on everything. BUBSTYLES. No Z, no funny shit. They call me the fucking cold cut king of the city. They call me fucking Bubby Backwoods. They call me Boar's Head Bubs. They call me shit. The guy with the shit that you need on the block that you at. All that shit.
There it is. There it is, man. And, you know, before I let you bounce, man, you know, a lot of greenery references, man. Talk about that a little bit, you know, especially in that video.
Man. Plants feed life, my boy. Plants feed fucking life. Got all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? Different flavors every blunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big backwood pressure, I'm telling you.
Man, had Guy Grahams on here last summer, and he was telling me about all that as well. So, you know, salute to you dudes putting it out there, man. You gotta do your thing. We need something to get through all this COVID bullshit and everything else going on. That definitely has to help a little bit.
Yeah, that's my excuse. That's a good excuse.
There you go. There it is.
Man, with all this COVID shit, I just be smoking too much, man. Fuck. This COVID done made me smoke.
Man, nobody's going to call you out for that one. No doubt.
Facts. Now I got the excuse.
Word. Man, Bub Styles from the Infinite Banter Podcast. Definitely don't sleep. Go check out that new album, Outerwear Season. You rocking a coat right now, man? Is it cold over there?
Shit. Yo, it's supposed to be mid-60s, but you never know in this fucking city, bro.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful outside, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. It's the same here. It's like 60 degrees, but go outside and you realize that wind smacks you in the face. You have to go back inside and grab that real coat.
That should've fucked you up, kid. That should've fucked you up out there.
Man, no doubt about it. Bub Styles. You ever been to Chicago, man? You ever perform here? Anything
yo,
like that?
No, I haven't. I haven't, bro. I need to tap in, because I got a lot of family in Detroit. I know that's far. That's not fucking the same shit at all, but so, I mean, I'm in and out the Midwest sometimes, so I gotta fucking come check y'all over there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Detroit's about a 5-hour drive from here, so it's an easy shot, but it's about 5 hours. But yeah, Detroit, you know, Chicago, we're kind of like in the same idea, you know, same wavelength as far as, you know, cities that have some elements to them that are similar, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But, no, that's why I kind of made the comparison, because I know it's like Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago is like those three kind of those three cities like that is how I see it in my mind.
Right. Yeah, no, without a doubt, man. It definitely, when someone from the outside talks about it, I could feel like, you know, how we look to other people. But yeah, we definitely got our shoulders up, you know, compared to those cities. We try to act like we're the shit, but we got our problems out here, without a doubt, man. But thanks again for repping the podcast, Bub. And once again, let heads know where they can find you online and find the album and everything.
Yeah. Bub Styles. BUBSTYLES. Outerwear Season is out now. We dropped that last month with a whole slew of fucking fire production from some fire individuals. We got fucking Get Rich or Go Broke, the deluxe, coming soon, featuring Yellow Wolf on the Get Rich or Go Broke remix. Today, Mile Zero, Yellow Wolf and DJ Muggs drop. Catch me on Flea Market, the song on there, track 7. I got Land of Silk and Money coming soon. Bub Dini, Escape Artist, coming soon. Fucking Crew Gabagool came out in December. Go check that. Fucking Very Sucio Muy Picante came out last June. Go check that. Fucking State of Flea Emergency came out last April. Go check that shit. If you just tapping into my shit, there's a whole lot of fucking places you could go. YouTube.com/BubStylesTV. Anything you want, baby.
No doubt. And follow the show here, because I'll definitely be posting about it and where you can find Bub Styles, man. Salute for you coming on here, man. And definitely helping me with my lingo. Now I know what Hardy Covert. I don't know if I said that right. I probably screwed that up already.
Yeah,
Rico Vare. I said it wrong.
See? You got any questions? Now you got my number. You
know? Yeah, there it is.
You phone me anytime you need food advice. You know what I'm saying? Relationship advice. I'll be your guru.
Oh, shit. I got that connect, man. Well, I got a little one here, so sometimes I need that advice about that and doing that dad life.
I don't got shit about that. You don't want me influencing that little one. Trust me.
Yeah, I got you on that, bub. Big up, man. Appreciate you,
Big
dude.
Big up, my man. Yo, thank you for having me on, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. Anytime, man.
All right, peace, dude.
Man, that was really fun talking to Bub Styles. It's really cool doing this show, man, because I'm learning new artists that I would not know about if it wasn't for this podcast. So definitely salute to Bub Styles for coming on the show. His album is Straight Heat. We're going to play another song from that album. This right here, there's a video for it. So if you go on YouTube, watch the video. It really makes the song that much better because it's a grimy song, but the video is more fun and happy, like we talked about in the interview. So I definitely encourage everybody out there, you done listening to this, go check out that video. It is pretty cool. This right here is called Sleep Tech Reflex on the Infinite Banter podcast. Off of that new album, Bub Styles, Outerwear Season. Get your coats right, get your skin right, and get outside because the weather's changing. And we're starting to get vaccinated, so maybe some of us start doing those things outside that we'd like to do. So here we go. Sleep Tech Reflex, Bub Styles off his new album, Outerwear Season. Go check out the video after this episode here. But here we go. Sleep Tech Reflex on the Infinite Banter podcast.
I used to buy 18 karat fronts, but now I lose them too much. 10 carats look the same after boozing and blunts. All that gold plated losing its touch. Them tight rows, you gotta loosen them up. Screaming Henny, but that's juice in the cup. I see you schmoozing and what not. Snoozing, drop the two at the bus stop. I be yapping, dropping jewels on a tough block. Flatbush, I bought the blood clot. I never understand the price you pay in heaven. Stuck stop. Fuck that. The money spit at like a hubcap. No misfortune when the route's scorching. I'm too grand back torching. I know you not used to catching flack often. Hear my tone of voice the way they act soften. Yeah. Stop that talking. Flappy lips, so I left his clientele from trunk fulls of pounds to nicks. 1,000 on the kicks, but I'll pay that, no resale. I'd rather drop that on the weed smell, a shrimp cocktails. I told him cop the whole shit. I'm sick of the buy daily quap sales. You had a short run like designer foxtails. Pushing 50 on the block still. Got bubbles on bark still, my dog's bark still. Park bench in the dog still. Got little fishies looking like a shark's meal. This must be how supreme clientele stocks fill. We ain't part of a larger cartel. My daily route, De Niro and Bronx tail. Steep tech reflex. Smoke more, geek less. Put a line in the sand like after beach sex. Thunderstormed all his Jeep flex. Used to get sucked off during recess. He says, she says. Diamonds the size of Reese's Pieces. Had her singing like Aretha. She already knew the procedure. Suck and don't act like a diva. The hoe never rode a two-seater. Up and down the coast with that Fina. Shit. Never felt dirtier, but never looked cleaner.
Stupid clean, stupid fucking dirty at the same time.
Never felt dirtier, never looked cleaner.
Never felt this dirty.
Still looking super limpio.
Super limpio.
Keep it very fucking sucio.
Work Picante too, fuck that.
With her friend Susie and a groupie ho.
I want that bitch Susie.
Acting stupido.
Stupido, very stupid,
Bitch, bend over to give me the kooky ho.
Chocolate chip.
That bitch crazy, she a kooky ho.
Bitch crazy, bitch really, really crazy.
Came through with the same vest and hairstyle as Rufio.
Okay, okay, Rufio. Okay, Captain Hook reference, I get it. That's good, that's a good style for you.
What up, what up? It's your man Money B from Digital Underground, Raw Fusion, and Money B and Young Hump representing that Bay all day. And of course, I cool out and I'm rocking with Infinite Banter, if you didn't know, fool.
And like I said at the beginning of the show and at the end of my last one I did, you know, it's really been tough recording these episodes because I have a whole format. I have, you know, a bunch of things I want to talk about. And then, you know, unfortunately, you know, one of my heroes, legend and icon in the hip hop game passes away and I've got to, you know, it's like I got to crumple it up and throw it away and start over because, you know, I can't do a show without acknowledging, you know, these great artists that unfortunately are passing way too soon. You know, Black Rob passed away about 2 weeks ago and that's just crazy to think about that, you know, it's so often now that these guys are passing and they're, you know, barely 50 years old. So it's been rough. I remember that Black Rob joint, Whoa, when I was in college, I used to do a college sports talk show. Shout out to Sports Underground, WCRX, Columbia College. So, you know, we would play music coming back from commercials and such. And the Woe Joint, man, we played it a lot. That was one of the bumps. So whenever I hear that song, it makes me think of those days in like 2001, 2002, doing that show, and that would be the bump back. And we'd also play DMX, What's My Name. That was another one. So just like really big, you know, get you excited to talk about the Bulls or whatever we were talking about that day, the NFL, Cubs, White Sox, whatever. So salute to Sports Underground. And yeah, Black Rob, he made some bangers. And that Woe Joint, you could not deny it. In the clubs, on the radio, whatever, it was just a monster hit. And just RIP to him. And, you know, also to Shock G. You know, like I said, I had Money B on the show about a year ago during quarantine. You know, he was one of the guests I had on when, you know, we're all trapped in the house. And it was an honor having him on. And we're going to play a few minutes of me talking to him right here. Yeah, I got to see Digital Underground perform a couple times. I got to meet him. The second time I saw him in 99, 2003 at a place called the Cubby Bear, which is right next to Wrigley Field where the Cubs play. A lot of concerts are held there. I'm not sure if it's still around with all the COVID stuff. A lot of places have closed down and everything, but I'm assuming it's still there. But anyway, yeah, it was cool seeing them. Just fun shows. I mean, some of the most fun concerts I've ever been to were those two shows at Digital Underground. And when I get my guy DJ Real One on here in a couple weeks, we're going to talk more in depth about one of those shows, because that's one of the shows I first met him at. So we'll talk about that. But just Shock G just couldn't have been, like, you know, more of an icon to me. I mean, the dude kind of had that Prince vibe, you know. He's very eclectic, could play multiple instruments. He could sing a little bit, obviously, on the mic. He was a beast, and he just knew how to put a group together. I mean, Digital Underground was a collective of different types of cats that all did different things. He had Tupac, he had Money B, DJ Fuse, Chopmaster J, you know, his Humpty Hump persona, all that stuff. And you're going to hear Money B talk about some of that stuff, so I don't want to get too much into it. Let him talk about it. He was there. He knows more about it than I ever will. But, you know, salute to Shock G. Just too sad to hear what happened, and just shocking, man. Yeah, Sex Packets, their first album, you know, all-time classic. Of course, it's got the monster hit Humpty Dance, and you got Do What You Like, Freaks of the Industry, which might be my favorite Digital Underground song, and, you know, of course, they did other songs later on, like Same Song and No Nose Job, things like that. So, you know, salute, rest in peace to the legend Shock G and to Black Rob. But let's get into it. This is Money B. Like I said, he came on with me on the Infinite Banter podcast last summer. I mean, it's almost exactly a year ago. It was around the beginning of May. So he came on with me. He talked a lot. And I definitely recommend, go back and check that episode. It's episode 38. If you want to hear the whole thing. But this is about 5 to 7 minutes. Different questions I asked him about the group. Questions about Shock G, and, you know, did people know that Humpty Hump and Shock G were different people? Some fun stuff in there. Some good conversation about Shock G and Digital Underground. So stay tuned for this right here. Money B from last year on the Infinite Banter podcast. Rest in peace to Shock G and Black Rob. But here we go. Money B talking about Shock G and Digital Underground here on the Infinite Banter podcast. What was it like meeting Shock that first time? Was the Humpty Hump gimmick even there yet, or was he still kind of working on it?
Nah, there was no Humpty at the time. But Shock has, from day one that I met him, he was a character, you know?
Right.
And, you know, just, he was different from anybody that was in my neighborhood at the time, you know, because he came from Tampa Bay by way of New York, and he's probably, you know, he's about 6 years older than me. So he just really wasn't, like, he was different from my normal friends. So when he came to meet me and Fuse, you know, even my mom.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Was kind of looking back and down the hallway like, who is this? You know, him and Chopmaster J, because he didn't look like any of my friends.
It looked like some, you know, like, who's this? Who are these people? And why are they here for my son? So it's funny that you mentioned that, because, like I said, from day one, he stood out and was definitely a character. And he's been consistent because he's always been a free thinker. You know what I mean?
What was it like within Digital Underground? Because I'd imagine there's so many cats in that group. Was there like competition in getting time on songs? Like you just said, you weren't on every record. But was it like, you know, I want to get on this one, or I want to get on this one? How did that work out where you would get on a song and maybe you weren't on another one?
Well, at the time, and kind of like throughout the process, throughout our career, it was never a competition to get on as many records as you could. Because remember, throughout the history of Digital Underground, everybody that was pulled into the group also had a solo project that they were working
on. Right, kind of like Wu-Tang before Wu-Tang.
Yeah, so everybody had their own thing. So it was kind of like we were just available whenever Shock needed us. You know, so we weren't like clamoring to get on records. It was just like Shock going, hey, man, can you do something on this one? And we were like, sure. Like,
right.
No problem. You know, and the only time I ever was like, I need to be on this record was Kiss You Back. And Shock wasn't sure if it was too popish, meaning, you know, is it hip hop enough? Like, was it too No, he thought it might be too R&B-ish.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, and wanted to kind of stick to the, you know, he wasn't sure about it, how the hip hop community would accept it. And me being like the youngest and probably the hip hop head of the group. And I was like, dude, if you don't let me on this record, I'm hurt somebody. So that was like, so then it kind of like, you know, my mind gave him the confidence. He's like, if Mun thinks it's hip hop, then it must be all right. You know what I mean? Like I'm sure he loved the record and he thought it was dope. He wouldn't have made it, right? But he just was questioning whether or not what the hip hop community would think. And the fact that I was loving it so much that I wanted to be on the record, you know.
Stamp of approval right there, right?
Yeah, maybe. Stamp of approval, like, you know what I mean? But that's the only time I ever remember asking or suggesting that I need to be on a record. Other than that, it was kind of like just being available. And if he needed me, I was there. But it was always Shock's brainchild. So he had the final say and we were there to support it. And he used everybody's, you know, all of our vocals kind of like instruments. You know, this part needs a horn. This part needs a piano solo or a bass riff. That's kind of like how he saw all of us as voices in the group. He's like, man, this needs to be a raspy or a sexy voice right here.
So right.
Blah, blah, blah. You get on this part. Oh, I need a tough. I need a real rugged. I need a rugged vocal to get this point across. And that's how it worked.
Talk about the Humpty Dance, how that thing was just like crazy. How, like, even to this day, I'm sure you get asked about it all the time, how big that song got and what it did for the group as a whole.
Shit. Humpty Dance, it changed all of our lives, right? It hit the world by storm. You know, when we made it, we thought it was a great song, you know, but just because it's a great song doesn't mean it's going to be a hit record, you know, in the eyes of the world. You know, shout out to Tommy Boy. They got it out there the way it was supposed to get out there, and it was just something fresh and new, and it took the world by storm, and it ended up, you know, selling. I don't know where it's at now, but I know it was in the 1990, it was double platinum, you know, and that kind of put us on the map.
And what did you first think of the whole Humpty Hump, you know, gimmick, persona when he started pulling that out? Were you like, what, this is bugged out? What are you doing? You're just like a pimp with, like, you know what, you know, the nose, eyeglasses. Was it like crazy to you, or did you guys get it right away?
I kind of got it right away because remember I told you I was introduced to Shock. He was a character, even in the introduction. And as soon as you get to know him and you become part of the group, you're also introduced to these other characters like MC Blowfish and Rackadelic, you know, a few other personas that he had even before Humpty Hump was invented. And so when he was like, okay, this is going to be the guy that does this, and he kind of, you know, mimicked it, I was like, for sure, let's do it. You know, I wasn't in no way or shape did I ever go against the grain of that because I got it. It was just something new. And I was like, why not try it? You know what I mean?
And I remember when I first saw that Shock and Humpty were the same dude, I was like, seriously? I didn't catch it right away. Were a lot of people surprised when they found out that it was not two separate dudes?
Were a lot of people surprised?
Spoiler, by the way. And they're not two. It's the same dude.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you know, even to this day, people still argue that. And just the fact that we were able to kind of string people along for so long is just amazing to me. So it's kind of like, you know, Humpty Hump is a character like Batman, right? So we always had someone that could play it. Even from day one, sometimes Shaq's brother, Kent, would play him. He had two of his other friends, you know, in different 8x10s or photo shoots or even in the same song video.
I was about to ask about that one, yeah.
His brother, in a few scenes, his brother is Humpty Hump because his brother looks like him. So it was fun to be able to like to pull off this facade that it was two people, but you know, you either believed in the character or not. So even when we know that Batman's not real, but Batman is real.
Wait a minute. Are you serious? Batman's not real, Money B?
All this time. but he is real. Meaning like there's a Batman, like he exists. So when you see Batman on television, the cartoon, you'd be like, what's on? It's Batman. And it's the character that we believe in. We know that's when we see the cape, that's Batman. So, you know, whether it's played by, you know, whoever through the years, or even 007, James Bond.
Right.
You know, Roger Moore or whoever else played him back in the day to the guy who's playing him now. It looks different every time, but it's still 007, it's still James Bond. We know how he acts. We know what he does. We know he drinks martini, shaking nuts third, you know, with the women. Same thing with Humpty Hump.
Right.
It's always, you know, you see the nose, you see the clothes, and you see the hose. You know, it's Humpty Hump.
There it is. In a Humpty Mobile, right?
Exactly.
Hey, this is Jason Warner Smith, and you are listening to Mark Jolliffe on Infinite Banter. Banter.
Time for you to leave, assholes.
All right, that's Kirk Acevedo telling me it's time to get out of here, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. But before we do that, Kirk, I got, you know, a couple things I need to still talk about before we end the show here. Want to give a big shout out to the Infectious Groove podcast. They did an episode about one of my favorite Prince albums, Around the World in a Day. The two hosts, they rate the album. You know, you're looking back at an album like that, you could have different thoughts depending on how you first heard it or when you first heard it. So interesting hearing them talk about it. And definitely check out his video. They have one talking about the different vinyl versions of Raising Hell from Run DMC, which was the first album I ever bought with my own money. I bought it on cassette. I still have it to this day. But yeah, I have two vinyl copies of Raising Hell, and they're different colors, but they're both from that era from 86, 87. But he was talking about not just the ones from the old days, but the ones that are current, the reissues and such. So it's definitely worth looking. I'll go to YouTube, just type in Infectious Groove Podcast, Raising Hell. You'll find it there. When he was talking about on the Infectious Groove Podcast about his favorite Prince albums, and he had put Around the World in a Day in his top five. We were going back and forth on Twitter on that. And I didn't know where it fit in mine. I liked that album a lot. You know, Raspberry Beret and Pop Life are two of the big songs on there. But I couldn't really commit to saying it was a top five album. So without doing like a ton of like crazy research, I did write down my top five Prince albums. Did Around the World in a Day make it? Well, let's find out. My number five is Musicology. I just like it because it just was a newer sound. It was Prince in like the new, you know, 2000s. You know, how was he going to sound on radio with soul and R&B changing as it did? And he, of course, he's Prince. He could do whatever he wants, and he killed it on that album. Sign of the Times would be my fourth favorite album. The title alone fits right now. I mean, the Sign of the Times we're living in, it's just such a great album, and the stuff he's talking about. He was talking about AIDS back then, but, you know, it's very, very parallel, very reminiscent of what's going on with COVID. So, you know, that's a very important album. One of his early albums, Dirty Mind, would be my third favorite. You know, that one's got some great classics under Uptown and Party Up. Just such a great album. I mean, it's raw Prince. It's before all the real, like, explosion of popularity, which I'm about to get to with these next two. So, unfortunately, Around the World in a Day did not make the list, because you could tell by the two I have left that it can't be. Number two is 1999. Number one is Purple Rain. I mean, there's no way to deny those first two. I mean, they are hand in hand, two of the favorite albums of his of all time. And as a kid growing up, yeah, 1999 came out first. That's why I really started to get into him. And then, of course, Purple Rain, it was a rap, just an all-time classic. So you can say 1999 and Purple Rain are essentially, for you hip-hop heads out there, it's the equivalent of Tribe Called Quest, Low End Theory, and Midnight Marauders. I mean, just two albums that back-to-back releases define that artist or that group, and just are two of the greatest albums of all time. And when they come out simultaneously like that, you know, it just takes that artist or that group to the next level. And I would say those two albums for both are on that level. So yeah, I've had Prince on my mind a little bit, playing a lot of his music because of the fact that it's been 5 years since he passed. who I believe was April 21st, 2016. So definitely thinking about his music and listening to a lot of his stuff the past week or so. And speaking of listening to music, I gotta mention this real quick. In the car, I've had DMX's first album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. I've had that CD in the car, I don't know, maybe about a week or so. My car's kind of old, so long story short, when you start it, the CD comes right on. Yes, I have a CD player. I'm always a step behind in technology when it comes to my car. Everybody's got satellite radio and everything. This car I currently had, at one time, did have a tape deck in it, which is crazy to think of. And I have a CD player in there now, which is, I guess, sort of obsolete. Nobody really has CD players anymore. But anyway, the way my car works, you turn it on, the CD starts from the beginning every time. I had some electrical issues. I don't want to get into it. But anyway, that's why it does that. So long story short, my wife borrowed the car because her car was in the shop for a day. And she drove me to work. And, you know, when she was driving my car, you know, the CD pops on. So you turn it on. I mean, there's no way around it. It's going to play whatever's in the CD player. And if you have that album, you know about it. The first thing that pops up, just DMX, like, swearing like crazy. My man's in them. And so when she came to pick me up from work, she started saying, you know, fuck and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, wait, what are you? Because she doesn't really swear that much, hardly. And I'm like, what are you doing swearing? Where are you sending all these crazy words from? And she's like, oh, your car. And I turn it on. Every time I turn it on, I hear fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm like, oh, that's DMX. It's the dog. It's hilarious. So, you know, salute to DMX. You got my wife saying, fucking motherfucker, my man's in them. You're saying all that. I don't think she was barking. I gotta ask her again if she felt like she wanted to bark when she played the CD in the car. I mean, I'm sure she turned it off as fast as she could, but salute to DMX. My man's in them. Fucking with me. Infectious Groove Podcast. Go check them out on all digital platforms. But unfortunately, around the world today did not make my top five. But it's definitely a top 10 album. It might be my number six. I'm not sure. So salute to those guys. Go check them out. Definitely have to shout out my man, Vincent M. Ward. Go check out his book, The Stepdaddy. Go to VincentMWard.com and order your copy today. And big shout out to Lennox Hughes. He's got a new album out. I'm about to get it in the mail in the next couple days or so. I'm really hyped for it. The Return of Sugar Ray and Quick. Lennox Hughes and Big French. It's out right now. Go check out Lennox Hughes online, on social media. Just type in Lennox Hughes and, you know, cop that album. It's sick. He was on the show a few months back, and definitely want to represent anybody who's shown me love on this show. Definitely want to promote anything they're doing and let people know what's going on. All right, that's it for the show. Big up to my man, Bub Styles. Go check out his album, Outerwear Season. Don't sleep. We're going to play one more song from that album. Rest in peace to Shock G. Rest in peace to Black Rob. And a big thanks to Money B for coming on the show last year. And here I am playing parts of that interview here to help remember Shock G. Just a real tough time losing so many icons like this. So big up to everybody who's been listening. Follow the show on all digital platforms. Go to YouTube, type in Infinite Banter, you'll find the show there. Clips from past guests. Go on Apple Podcasts, rate and review the show. Do the same on Podchaser. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Infinite Banter Podcast. And once again, thanks again to Bub Styles. Let's play one more track from his new album, Outerwear Season. And this is the one I couldn't pronounce, and I'm probably gonna screw it up here. I'm gonna butcher this title again. Montclair Henry Colvert. I think I said it right. This track is a banger. It doesn't matter how you say it, it's how you listen to it, because this right here is just straight heat. So go check out that new album, Bub Styles, Outerwear Season. And this song right here I'm about to play. Don't make me say it again. I'm going to say it again. Montclair Henry Colvert. I think I said it right. It's about coats and green beans. If that doesn't get you excited, then I can't help you. You know what I mean? All right, let's get out of here. Thanks again for Bub Styles coming on the show. And as always, check out the show on digital platforms and social media. Thanks for listening. And until I do another one of these episodes, I'm out.
Hey, asshole, get off the road. Yo, Ock, what the fuck do you mean $15 for a fucking pack of backwoods, man? Y'all been coming here for years, you know my face, bro.
Yo, this the third time in 2 months my deli switched hands. Bullshit. That means every 2 to 3 weeks I gotta have a new discussion with the owner about pitching these grams. I'm making moves and he don't seem fit for the dance. 2 to 3 grips in my pants, every sale another 2 to 3 digits in hand. The custody straight but he ain't welcome with his fidgety mans. These bumpy lip rappers going kissing they fans. Them low ticket sales switching the plans. Back table sectioned off at Bartolino's. Don Cartagena spilled vino on his silk pico. Got my little seeds like Tobico. Mother Nature keep calling me for deep strokes. Venmo and Cash App, I'm goody with them COVID filled green notes. Them dudes dusty
50 like Licky Lee notes. Them young boys ain't got no street code. Step up and get your click vetoed.
Fuck about your
camouflage tactics. Big money, small batches. Had the whole block doing backflips. The profit margin batshit.
Crazy.
Got walk scared and talk ratchet. Camouflage tactics. Big money, small batches. Had the whole block doing backflips.
Had the whole block doing gymnastics.
The profit margin batshit.
This shit is stupid.
Got walk scared and talk ratchet. I walk different, talk different. My art different, shit I spark different. Light work out the dark kitchen.
Cook that shit.
Blue and cream Tony Stark visions. Dark stone with precision. Triple 20 on the first toss. In the staircase with the curb boss. Fried snapper, mac and cheese, cabbage with the jerk sauce. Conversation about life and death and in between. The fungus got me switching schemes while I split the green.
Tripping balls.
Camouflage tactics, tall stacking, forecasting on the ops temperature. This all practice.
Ain't nothing serious.
I've been feeling like y'all all actors. It's not all about drugs and guns, it's more factors.
A lot more to life, bro.
In the booth, I'm white chalk bastards.
I'm killing motherfuckers.
I don't think you wanna talk status.
You wanna talk that shit.
Got little guppies making shark splashes. Ford engine in the Formatic. Camouflage tactics. Big money, small batches. Had the whole block doing backflips.
Had them doing gymnastics.
The profit margin batshit.
Stupid.
Got walk scared and talk ratchet. Camouflage tactics. Big money, small batches. Had the whole block doing backflips.
Why you doing all them flips?
The profit margin batshit.
I don't even understand.
Got walk scared and talk ratchet. Got walk scared and talk ratchet. The profit margin batshit.
Being on the Infinite Banner with my man Mark has been a pleasure.